It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. Wow, just got in and sat down. Was next door talking to Mufi. Anyway, it's a nice day here, nice drizzle, keeping us a little cool, and wanted to announce to you, for those of you that missed the first ethanol forum at McKinley High School cafeteria, we are putting on another one, thanks to Wendell Kwan. The second ethanol forum will be at McKinley High School cafeteria, March 26, from 2 to 5. So those interested, you're welcome to come. For or against ethanol. This forum is to educate you on how good ethanol is and why we should have it. So even if you're against the ethanol thing, you're welcome. We like to get you on our side. Okay. Anyway, lights on and nobody's home. So many people are driving around at night on the freeway, wherever, with no lights on. Now, I think it's the most deadliest thing to do, to drive with no lights going 60 miles an hour on the freeway. Because when you glance in your rearview mirror, you don't see lights, you change lanes right in front of that car. And what do you have? You have a big accident. So, please folks, for safety, turn on your lights. It's not going to eat up more gasoline. I promise you. Turn on your lights. Be safe. Okay? Gas prices on the way up. The gas station on the corner of Waikamilo and King Street, the Shell station there, next to Farrington High School, $3.99 for premium. Wow. Maybe end of the year we're going to say $4.99. Maybe $6.99. Okay? Everything's going up and nothing's coming down. If you think something is going to come down other than the cash in your pocket, dream on. Registration fee is going to go up because they have no other way of putting money into the coffer or into the general fund. So what else they do? Raise tax. Okay? Now, everybody's pushing for rail. A lot of people are pushing for the rail. Think, folks. Did Hawaii pay for H3 freeway yet? Answer is no. Last I heard, it was over $9 billion that Hawaii owes for the H3 freeway, and it's due. How can anybody in his right mind or her right mind think about spending for something else when you have this big bill hanging over your head? Beside that, Honolulu has not fixed the sewers. That's another $2-3 billion. Where are we supposed to get the money from? You, the taxpayers? Come on, folks. Wake up and get involved before it's too late. They cannot, these politicians cannot keep making bills. We need to find a way to take care of whatever is at stake right now. Yeah, I know. Some radio listeners told me that I shouldn't say that about politicians if I want their help. What am I supposed to do? Blow smoke up your butt and say they're good? Is that the right way? Or tell you the truth? This show is about the truth. If you can't take it, get out of the kitchen, right? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a question, comment, or whatever. I recommend keeping a can of Brake Clean in your car for you women and for you people that want self-defense for your home. The Brake Clean is excellent. CRC, non-chlorinated Brake Clean, is excellent for self-defense. You spray them in his face or her face or whoever's face, and they're disabled. You don't kill them. You don't injure them. They just scream like heck because it burns like hell when it goes up the nostrils and in the eyes. So, excellent for self-defense. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Howard from Honolulu.
Hi, Howard.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, and yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Question about batteries.
Mm-hmm.
My battery lasted a little over 6 years before I changed it, and I went about 58,000 miles. And my niece's battery lasted 3.5 years, but she also traveled about 58,000 miles, and she does a lot of short trips, you know, during the day because of her work.
Mm-hmm.
And their battery lasts almost half as long because she did a lot of starts per day compared to what I did.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
But what battery was that in the car?
It was all original battery. So.
Okay. The original battery is substandard.
Uh-huh.
If you get the original battery and you cut it open, mm-hmm. and you get the exact same looking, same number, same everything battery from the parts store,
mm-hmm.
it's different.
Oh.
So I don't recommend the factory batteries. That's the first thing, one of the first things I change and recommend changing on a car, on a new car.
Okay, I heard you talk about the Optima battery.
Yes.
And is there a minimum amp you should have on that Optima battery, or are they all good?
The Optima batteries are usually all good, depending on where you're buying it from.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all around 1,000 or 1,200 amps. They're labeled as 900.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing about the Optima is there's no acid to spill out and eat up and corrode your terminals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that gets messy when that happens.
Yeah, and on a lot of cars, if you notice, on the new cars, they're putting the computers right next to the battery.
Huh?
Yeah, they want the acid to eat the computer.
Oh, the old, what do you call it, come back and fix it trick.
Yeah, that's
pay it. Pay me now and pay me later.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. I got one comment about the rail. Okay. I think what they should do, anytime they have a major project, they should name the project after the politician who agreed to it, like the rail. They should name part of it after Abercrombie, part of it the Hanneman, part of it Hanoi, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason I'm saying this is that if your name is attached to something before it starts, you're more apt to push to get it done properly on time and on budget. Because your name is going to live in infamy as far as being related to something that failed, and they don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
All they want, the name is attached to something that's positive. So,
that's a good idea, but what about that H3 bill?
Yeah, that's another thing, coming back to what you're saying about the money. Where's the money coming from? Because if I don't have money to buy a new car, and I buy a new car, you know, I'm the one who's going to suffer for it.
That's right.
But in the government standpoint, if they screw up, we suffer for it.
You got it. That's right.
Yeah, and this, you know, you're saying about smoke screen and whatnot. It goes back to the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this thing in, in the Middle East, people are protesting, and they're eventually getting their way as far as democracy goes. I'm not saying we have to go that far, but, you know, it's just a matter of one relates to the other in a sense. If you don't complain, nobody knows there's anything wrong.
That's right.
Yeah, so
they just do whatever.
Yeah. I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
And thanks for your honesty.
Okay. Aloha.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467 if you have a comment, a question, whatever. We talk about everything. Okay? Okay. Flex fuel cars, we found, are not efficient. I don't know why, but it does not give the mileage like it should. Funny, huh? Even the conversion kits that we've been looking at and trying out and trying to get it to go, that can allow your car to run 100% ethanol, still don't get the mileage. What's up with this? But if you trickle it in a little at a time, in other words, put 2 gallons of ethanol, then up it to 3 gallons, then up to 4 gallons, you do it that way, it gets far better gas mileage. Far better. Okay, who's on the line?
I have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. How was your meeting with Senator Gabbard on the ethanol testimony?
Senator Gabbard came down to the shop to see what we had, and we showed him how it does not eat rubber, it does not corrode metal, and all of that, and it was in a plastic bottle and been there for over a year.
Right.
And he was really amazed at you know, all this information that he was getting, because everybody was giving him false information about how it ate up rubber and all that stuff.
Right.
So I asked him, you know, why didn't you ask these boaters and whatever, show me the proof that it is the ethanol that's doing it. They assume. So anyway, he said we should have came forward earlier. But he was convinced that it was good. But, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. Politicians always say, yeah. I believe you. But when it's time to do, they don't do.
Is the House to have a bill also about the ethanol thing?
Yes. So we had a meeting with the Speaker of the House, Calvin Say. And he also was very excited about it. And when we met with him at the Capitol, we told him that this ethanol project, if we can get it off the ground, will create over 6,000 new jobs for Hawaii.
Right.
And he was shocked. He didn't know.
What bill is the House bill?
HB 715.
715.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk to Blake Washer. He comes on another show on another station on Wednesday. I'm going to ask him about that House bill.
Good.
And, you know, 117?
715.
715. I'm going to ask him about that. Hey, by the way, they had a NASCAR race in Vegas, and Mark Martin won the race over there. NASCAR. And then Dana Kirkpatrick, she came fourth. That's amazing for a woman to come up that high.
Yeah.
And what do you think about that, you know, for a woman to be in the race?
Well, I tell you, women are better drivers, you know. It's just that the men try to keep them in the kitchen.
But I give her credit for being, you know, that high in the race like that. All these guys.
Yeah, you got to give her a lot of credit because she has a lot of guts to go, you know, buck against the men.
Right. Wish her well. Yeah. Okay, George, you take care. I'll go talk to Blake Washer about it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
We have Crystal from California.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. I was just here checking out your website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are all these cars on here your car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
How's the weather there?
It's rainy.
Oh, just like Hawaii. You got the same rain.
Yeah, it's rainy today, but a little while back we had a spell of, it was like springtime it was very unusual for, I think it was a few weeks, so it was like springtime.
You notice the weather is kind of upside down?
Well, I've been noticing since I was a little girl that it seems like winters get later and later. And pretty soon it seems like the winters are going to be in the summer and the summers are going to be in the winter eventually.
Why do you think it is?
I don't know. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yep, I see the same thing. And this is my take. My take, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can think about it.
Okay.
When Heavenly Father made and created the earth was a well-balanced sphere, a ball.
Right?
Right. And when the human race started to take the oil out of the ground and burn it, it took out weight from that part of the ball, and it creates it, it makes it wobble. We don't feel it wobbling, but it pushes it out of balance.
Well, there's a lot of things that us humanoids are doing to the planet that are certainly putting it out of balance.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my take on it, and I don't know. Along with the high-rise buildings all in one spot.
Yeah, congestion.
Yeah, and when you put weight on one side of your tire, it's going to vibrate.
Right.
The same thing with the earth.
Right.
Then it changes direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Pretty soon I'll be going backwards.
Well, that possibly could happen, you know. Never can tell. So, I don't like taking oil out of the ground. I believe in ethanol.
Well, I know, and it's so good what you're trying to do, and I know it's very, very difficult working against bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is for money, but the people of the world have to understand that money is nothing. If money could buy you a life, cure cancer, or bring you back alive after you've passed on, then money is something.
Mm-hmm.
Money cannot do that.
Nope.
So then, what good is money?
Yep, I understand what you're saying.
So how is your book coming along?
My book is finally should be ready for sale in about 3 weeks, and I want to do some workshops, and I'd like to come to Hawaii and do some workshops, some healing workshops, and teach people natural healing. And so I'd like to see if you have any listeners that are interested in doing that, so that I could come and meet you and see Hawaii and spread the word about natural healing.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I healed myself. I had everything wrong with me. I had chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, blood sugar problems. I could go on and on, cancer. I basically was just about on disability, and I had everything wrong with me, and I wasn't going to do drugs and surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned everything, and now I have a book, and I feel better now at 53 than when I was 33.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm ready to teach the world how they can heal themselves too.
Yay. My operator over here, Chaz, I think it's right up your alley, Chaz. Maybe you need to talk to Crystal and see.
Well, you know, I tell people, and I have on my website, that if somebody wants to get even just 10 people, you know, 10 is kind of a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to do the footwork and gather the 10 people, because that's the hardest part, but if you know 10 people that want to come together, then that person can come to the workshop for free.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or
can they contact you?
They could go to my website, but it's better if they just call me direct.
Okay. But they need your number.
Yes, it's 530. 275-1844, and I want to start a list, gather, you know, enough people, and once I get enough people then in one area, then I'll come out and do the workshop.
Mm. Now, you say a workshop, everybody's going to be put to work?
No, in fact, I should just call it a healing class. And
oh, okay.
Shop, but
yeah, that sounds better.
But they will learn how to do some some actual things that they can do at home that are hands-on that will help them to reverse allergies and just all types of things about their diet, things that... And the main thing is to clear up the confusion. There's a lot of confusion. I was confused for a long time, even reading health books, because there's a lot of misinformation. So part of what I want to teach, and I want to eventually get on my own radio show, but part of what I want to teach is to clear up all the confusion.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a website?
The website is True Healing Solutions. That's with an S on the end, a plural. TrueHealingSolutions.com, and I'll give my phone number again if people have a pen ready.
Mm-hmm.
Put this workshop, help me put this workshop together. It's 530-275-1844, because healing is possible for everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't care. The name of your disease has very, very little to do with whether you can heal or not. I know there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, well, I have diabetes or I have cancer and I can't heal. My doctor said this or that or the other thing. Hogwash. It's all hogwash.
Mm-hmm.
It all can be reversed and it can be all done with natural remedies. I did it and I help other people one-on-one. It doesn't matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It has more to do with the person's mindset,
mm-hmm.
their willingness and openness to heal,
mm-hmm.
and to accept new ideas.
Okay. Thanks,
and,
Crystal.
And to get, you know, just have the right tools.
We got to go to a break, Crystal. Thank you.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob is drying off here, George. It is storming over here in Kaneohe.
Really?
Really. I mean, really bad. And when I looked out the window, I noticed my same pet peeve, like yours, is driving at night with no lights on. How do you drive in the rain with no lights on?
You put the feelers out.
I mean, I know people got the windshield wipers going, but, man, you know, people can't see you. So, please, just turn on the... You know, matter of fact, I know years ago we were saying, you know, the running lights on the cars, but now I'm beginning to see that's a good idea. They should just make the lights come on when you start the engine. Then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, every car.
Yeah, every car. I mean, it wouldn't, like you said, it isn't going to hurt. I mean, well, your light bulbs will burn out sooner, but hey, it's safer that way. But, you know, anyway, I'm just happy to see that we survived the storm. I was a little disappointed with the with the guys going on strike. But, you know, it is what it is. But I would have waited a day. I would have said, you know, times are hard. People are already pressed. You know, one, two more days really isn't going to make that much difference. Let's get everybody kind of equal, you know, after the storm. But, again, as you always tell me, what do you know, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you know? You know, you just do this common sense, nice stuff, and then, you know, you don't get any. And they're fighting over whether they're going to retire at 60 or 62. Personally, I don't want to retire at 60. I want to keep working till I can't work anymore. But, okay, I know, I'm rambling here. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. Take care of you. Folks, if your windshield wipers aren't cleaning your window, it's time to change them. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Whew. Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We got Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Not bad. Just a little disappointed about the rust on the body, you know, our famous salted roads here in Quebec.
Oh, man, that's why I don't like to go where there's salt on the road.
No, it's not helpful.
I tell you. So what's
I
up?
I had a question regarding the, you had said the autosaver,
mm-hmm.
type of electronic device.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate, can you explain more about this, the way it works exactly with the metal?
Okay, the way it works is it stops the electrolysis from forming. And electrolysis is because there is no grounding. Remember the old gasoline tanker trucks? They used to drag a chain behind the tanker. Remember
can't
that? Remember. Anyway, long ago they had chains hanging from the frame, dragging on the road. It's to ground the metal, the frame to the ground. And this autosaver does the same thing without the chain. So when you do that, you don't have rust.
What if you already have rust on the body? Will it prevent it from spreading?
It'll help slow it down and not spread like wildfire. And if you don't have any rust, it won't. There's no rust going to form. But if you already have it, it kind of stuns it.
Okay. Okay, so it's preferable to get at the beginning of a brand new purchase.
Oh, yeah. Because when they first brought this product to me, you know, I always test. So I got a sheet metal, bare metal, nice and shiny, put that autosaver on it, on both sides of the metal, hooked it up to a battery, put it out in the rain. Left it out in the weather for 1 week, shiny, no problem. So I decided to disconnect the battery. As soon as I disconnect the battery, 2 days later, it's all brown and rusty.
Yeah, all surface, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing your traditional oil rust proofing at Metropolitan, which is a big name here, you know,
mm-hmm.
every year. But there's still spots that start to form, you know, spots that accumulate water that don't drain properly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
get the autosaver.
Yeah, autosaver. This is U.S. based, or is this available here in Canada as well? Or
Google it.
Autosaver. Is there? Do you know the website offhand?
No.
No. Okay. Also, I did a first oil change on a 2.2 2007 Saturn Ion with EcoTech engine,
mm-hmm.
with AMSOIL.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great stuff. It's smooth the way it starts, not your traditional, you know?
See? I told you.
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
Good oil.
Your information is bang on, you know? You're a guy that backs it up with detailed info and tests, which is pretty phenomenal. A lot of other people just shoot off their mouth not knowing, but you know, you're always bang on with all the right amount of knowledge. It's fortunately that we have people like you doing what you do. And
thank
I
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You take care. Have a good one.
You too. Aloha.
Okay, we have Dr. Dean on the line.
Who that?
George, I got some good news for you.
What's that?
Okay, I had to fill up gas this week. So, following your instructions, you empty out the 7 gallons of ethanol first before you top off. Okay, so I did that. No check engine light, and that means the Odyssey is taking 35% of the mixture of ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
school. No check engine light, though. I mean, again, until two more fill-ups, can I test it with 8 gallons? But right now, I can say right now, I didn't get a check engine light at all.
And so how does it run?
Well, it runs really, I mean, gosh, I mean, it runs so smoothly and eager to go. I mean, it doesn't even feel labored, like, you know, like cruising on the freeway. I don't see the RPMs go above 2 grand. It always stays between, you know, even when I push the throttle, it just only at best goes to 2 grand and drops.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that means the ethanol is, I mean, you see, the ethanol is really what's giving me the oomph. You know, somehow the engine, all cars, the engines are less labored. Any car, I mean, I even tried that when I was on the moon, and I felt that the transmission was smoother on a Crown Victoria when I was in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. So, yep, we need ethanol. So, yep, I'll be at the forum next the following week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to be at McKinley High School on the 26th.
Okay, the 26th. I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks a lot, George.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We got to go to another break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Crystal back on.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, it's me again. I never got to ask you my question.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you about the ethanol, and when I use the 85% ethanol, why do I get far less gas mileage?
Okay. This ethanol thing on the mainland, and mostly here in Hawaii. The E85 ethanol that you've been using is not E85, it's 65 at most. And I don't know why EPA or our government don't govern this and watch it, but the oil companies is the ones that taint the ethanol with more of whatever they're putting in. It's called petroleum, and petroleum can be oil, can be gasoline, can be diesel, and whatever you're putting into the ethanol kills the octane. And that E85, well, labeled E85, is actually only 88 octane. And that's why you don't get the gas mileage.
So they're basically putting in fillers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All for money.
Yes, and a bit more bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I had to call the man to find out.
Okay. Take care, Crystal.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Lillian from Mo'ili'ili.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hi, Mr. Anita. Oh, Mrs. Shiraki said, boy, does the car move. And that's right. I need another wheel on my side, the passenger side, to hold the car back. Oh, boy, that thing moved, man, the car. So the next meeting I heard was on the 26th.
Right.
And what time is it?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Anita, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hey, George, how's it going?
Okay.
I'm jealous. How do you get all those ladies to call you, man? That's great. You're a real sex symbol in the auto business.
Nah.
Anyway, one of your clients referred me, Mr. Kwan, and I really like the projection ideas that you have for our state. Why are so many people so against having our state looking like it should be? Instead, we're getting taxed, and when the government or the state is broke, where do they find it? They can't get it from big corporations. They're going to get it from the middle class and below.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But anyway, I'm a sports guy, and I wanted to ask you, George, I saw one of your hot cars when I was in your shop the other day, and I just want to know, why can't we have like a Hawaii Raceway Park again? Why can't the city, with NASCAR being such a popular sport in the mainland, why can't we do like a Formula One, or maybe I'm using the wrong term, but maybe like how they do that, the races in Long Beach? Why can't we do something down Waikiki or someplace where it would accent the beauty of Hawaii to the people in the other 49 states?
Well, I was trying that in 94 when I ran for governor, and everybody said I'm crazy. But the Grand Prix race,
yeah,
in Waikiki, on the streets of Waikiki, would bring in a minimum of $500 million profit.
Wow.
To the state. Now, that's better than raising taxes.
Yeah, we eliminate a lot of the furloughs and the...
Definitely.
And fill a few potholes.
Oh, definitely.
Then why can't they listen to common sense, or are they just scared of Mr. George Nita?
I don't think they have common sense.
How do we communicate to the people now, the younger people, who are, say, maybe in their 25s or 30s, right after college, either coming home from the mainland colleges or graduating from the UH?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just how, because these kids are pretty much intelligent, and unlike the old boy network back in the 60s and the 50s,
mm-hmm,
a lot of the people did not go to college, let alone take it to the next level. How,
right,
do we communicate the George Nita message to our state? And even Obama has something to learn about that too, I think.
I think so too. But anyway, we're going to have a forum on the 26th at the McKinley High School cafeteria, and it's going to cover ethanol. The ethanol project will create 6,000 new jobs.
Awesome.
Okay?
Thank you, George.
Thank
you.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We got Rob from Aina Haina.
Hi, Rob.
George, I've got a great idea.
What's that?
To invite the new governor to your forum.
He won't come.
Well, no, you've got to, you know, catch flies with sweetness.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now, George, he's much happier than he was because, you know, he had all his boys, you know, raise all the fees and taxes on us.
Mm.
So he seems to be a happier guy lately. So I thought the timing might be just right, perfect.
Well, for your information, I got four appointments, meetings with him, and I got no response.
Now, what are we supposed to all think of that, George?
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad I didn't vote for him. I'll leave it at that, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, who's next?
Lewis from North Shore.
Hi, Lewis.
Hey, George. This is Lewis from North Shore. Hey, I just moved to the island, just bought me a house, and listening to all this bureaucracy and everything that's going on has me a little bit worried. Looking through, flipping my channels, I ran across your station.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I stand everything you talk about. I'm from Dallas, Texas, but heard a lot of good things about the island. But now that I get here, it's like, whoa, man.
Not so good, yeah?
Yeah. But the thing about the ethanol, they talked about it in Dallas a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a matter of fact, they're boosting it up over there. And now that I get here, it surprises me that so many people are against it. I can't understand it.
Well, because they got a lot of misinformation. And that's why we're doing that ethanol forum at the McKinley High School cafeteria on the 26th of this month.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all behind it, and I'm here to support you, and whatever I need to do, I will do it.
Okay.
I have one question, though. I heard you talking about synthetic oil for the transmission.
Mm-hmm.
The AMS makes a product like that?
Yes, that's the best transmission oil I ever have tried.
And I have a 2005 Cadillac CTS. I believe he just has the regular oil. I want to change that. So, is there a certain product name of the AMS oil for transmission fluid that I need to look for?
It's just called automatic transmission fluid.
Okay. Now, to start off with, can I just add that oil with just draining it myself and then just adding that amount that it takes, and then later on, like, you know, within the year, I'll go ahead and do the flush?
Would no. that work? Do the flush, man.
Okay.
You'll love it. I guarantee you.
And now, is there any shop that I'm going to be assured of that they're not going to try to flim-flam me and tell me that they changed it and they keep my oil?
I've heard a lot of them that do it. We can do it. If you have the time to come down, we can flush it out for you.
Okay, and where are you at, George?
We're behind Dillingham Zippies in Honolulu.
Okay. Well, I love your show, and I love everything you stand for, and I'm all behind you, George. I'm going to come see you.
Mahalo.
Okay, thank you.
Aloha. Okay.
We have Johnny from Nanakuli. We didn't hear from him for a long time.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Okay.
I listen a lot, but sometimes the places where I can't call out, you know, so I can't prevent it sometimes, but not today. My check engine light's on. It's a Ford Corolla, and it's a 420 code, which means it's my old 02 sensor. Should I replace that to save gas, or does it really matter?
The 02 sensor will save you gas, and it's time to change it.
Okay.
But the thing that's causing the O2 sensors to not have a long life is your gasoline.
Yeah.
They got oil in your gas.
Yeah. Okay.
And oil will contaminate the O2 sensor.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to check that out, see what's going on. Mm. Oh, well, one other thing, I just wanted to make an appeal to all the listeners, if you could possibly help out the Humane Society with all those rescue dogs they got from that horrible puppy mill they were in.
Oh, that's horrible.
I took some food down there just about an hour ago, but they need people to come and actually help in the Humane Society with the dogs. They need towels, food, flea products, clippers, have them, any type of wire cages.
I like to go and get them.
Yeah.
pick up some of those dogs.
But no, but it's a mess, you know, and hopeless people really get what they deserve.
That's sad how a human race can treat animals like that. That's a sin.
Yeah, I know. It's just horrible.
Yep.
And they just don't have any remorse whatsoever.
It no.
Creeps.
Yep.
And also, you can make donations online on the Humane Society website if you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever you can do, they'll certainly help those dogs out down there.
Yeah. Johnny, go get your baseball bat and whack those guys in the head a little
no
bit.
No kidding, man. Gosh. Yeah. Oh, I'd love to do that. I really would.
Oh.
Okay, George. Hey, you want to take it easy.
You too.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Aloha. Okay.
We have Mary from Kapolei.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, George. Thank you very much. First, I have a question. Somebody emailed me about some tips on saving gas. And one of them was when you park your car, anytime you park your car, back in first and then you park. So that when you start your car again to come out of the parking stall or your home, you use less gas?
No. What kind of gas are you using now?
No. The tip is don't back out of a parking stall.
No, it doesn't save anything.
Oh, so just go in and then...
Yeah, whatever way you go in, you still got to come out.
Okay.
But if you're using the cheaper gas, it will not save gas. People are misled by the price. The premium will give you far more gas mileage than the 20 cents difference from the 87 cheapie to the 92.
Yeah, I've been using the Supreme that you said.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time I was using the Shell and then went to Tesoro because Tesoro is closer. And boy, mm-hmm. The Tesoro gave me better
gas mileage, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Shell's premium has dropped in quality.
Yeah.
But you got to try ethanol.
Yeah, I got to try ethanol.
Good.
And I have to say that to the listeners, I went to the first ethanol meeting, and it was wonderful. You think that George gives you some information? He has packed information and visual information for you to see. So I recommend everybody just going on the 26th.
You enjoyed the forum?
Oh, very much. It was so educational. It's like listening on the radio. It's just tip of the iceberg.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, because it's not only more information, but and you can ask questions too, but you have visual stuff for us to see with our own eyes.
And smell.
Yeah. All those other things. So all the listeners, you folks better come because yeah, so I got to try the ethanol.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Dee from Eva.
Hi, Dee.
Hi. I've been listening to your radio show because I've been ill from work, for one thing, and the electric is down for another thing, and I find it to be a very good show. What's the deal with these dogs? I never heard anything about it.
This pet store called a Pet Spot. They have a puppy mill. They get a lot of they raise their own puppies and stuff and sell it. And the puppies have been all the dogs have been all abused. And it's just sickening. It was on TV, and you know, the people just really abuse the dogs so badly, and the dogs, poor dogs, can't defend themselves and do anything.
I know. I watched on TV when we had electric, the Channel 70, the ASPCA, and I donate to them too, and I see the horrors too that they show in all the different states. Who do I call if I want to, you know, help out?
Call the Humane Society.
Humane Society.
Yeah, I feel, you know, my heart really hurts when I see people do that to animals.
It's terrible. You know, they're puppets. They can't fight back, you know.
That's
these
right.
Men that beat up dogs, they can't fight back, and they're punks. That's all they are.
They're going to get bocce.
Yeah, they will. It's got to, come sometime.
Yeah.
Maybe not today or tomorrow, but sometime in their life.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you been, sir?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you were talking. I just heard a commercial about Maui Toyota, and you know, they have been having all these recalls on Toyotas like that. But I bet you, if you bought a Toyota before, you probably wouldn't want to buy another car, another brand.
That's right.
I got a Tercel 1993, and this car zips all around the place. Really easy to drive, easy to handle, no problems. I had a Honda before, and in fact, my friend's Honda is a 95, and it got stolen last week. These guys can easily take Hondas for some reason. I'm not sure. Maybe you know.
Yeah, it's easy. All you need is a screwdriver.
Yeah, and that's what they did from the car in Mililani. We have to buy a new housing for the ignition now.
Yeah.
So they just took it out, and now we stick the screwdriver in, and you just turn them. And you can start the car. That's the only way we're starting them now. But, you know, we got to fix the house and everything. But the car is real smooth, and I guess it just zips. You know, it goes good and fast and everything, unlike Hondas or any other car that I used to have. And the other car that I have is a Ford Escort, and that's another good car, too, for some reason, although it doesn't ride as smooth. It doesn't down.
Toyota's is your number one.
Yeah, it's
but you buy it from Maui Toyota because it's far cheaper.
Yep. Okay, man. Thanks.
Okay. Aloha.
Okay. Before I get to the next caller, I have a question I need to ask you. This caller, I guess they're at work, so they want me to ask you, what would you recommend to polish, like, car emblems or hubcaps that are chrome?
That are what?
Chrome. Chrome plated, I guess.
Any wax is fine. I have a wax that I make that is good, and you know, I'm lazy, so I like easy stuff, and that lasts a long time, so I make my own. Okay.
Okay. Well, we have Joe from Manoa.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it, George?
Okay.
This is Joe. I got my Toyota Tacoma 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on using the ethanol, 2 gallons and 4 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
They had 1 week where I couldn't come down and see you. So I've just been running the straight, just 0.92.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get back on the ethanol. Do I need to start all over again from the very beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, can do.
Okay. How you like the ethanol?
I love the ethanol. I was hurting without it. I noticed a big difference. As soon as I put the ethanol in, the way my engine idles, the performance I get driving uphill, and I tell you what, I noticed immediately when I don't have the ethanol in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to get some more ethanol. I'm excited also for the upcoming forum. Thank you very much for all you're doing for us and the state of Hawaii.
We'll try.
Mahalo.
Aloha. Okay, now, if you people go in or see car shows or see nice cars, please do not touch the cars. Do not lean on nice cars. It's bad manners. Don't touch people's nice cars and don't lean on them or anything like that. That is the worst thing you can do. Okay? Have respect for other people's cars. The other thing that I want to bring up to caution you, those of you that use credit cards to buy gasoline, when you're done and you've got the receipt, don't forget to push the clear button. There's a button called clear. Push it, because if you don't, the operator in the kiosk or the cashier can charge you again on your credit card. So clear it, and that will cancel all charges by anybody else. Okay? So be careful. Okay. Don't forget the forum. Put it down on your calendar. It's the 26th of this month at the McKinley High School cafeteria. You enter from the Pensacola side, and there's lots and lots of parking. And it's going to be choke with information. Lots and lots of information. And you decide if this ethanol project is a good project. It is.
So it's March 26th, McKinley Cafeteria. What time?
2 to 5. Okay? Try to be there. And let's discuss on how we can move this project on. It's been lagging behind too long. And, you know, I've talked to Barbara Morimoto and Jerry Chang, and they're very negative about more business in Hawaii. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, making a great show. Tristan in Canada and Crystal in California, thanks for calling in and making it a wonderful show, because you guys are the ones that make the show. Please don't drink and drive. And folks, take care of each other. That's what Heavenly Father had preached to us, yeah? So take care, drive carefully, and see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
And opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
AM 690 K-